Well, the growing influence of blockchain technology in the sports world just got some extra juice. Socios.com has been leveraging it to engage and monetize sports fan bases outside the U.S., but for the first time, they're bringing it home in a trailblazing partnership with the NFL and MLS. Joining us to discuss the future of fan engagement is Max Rabinovich, Socios.com Chief Strategy Officer, and Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer. Thank you both for being with us. And Max, I want to start with you. Why is this partnership such a big deal? Because you do have agreements with other sports franchises, the NBA, for example. What's unique about this?
Sure. It's a good question. I think just right off the bat, it's a unique partnership because it's kind of our first public signal that we're going into the NFL and into MLS as well. And it's not something that we take lightly because, you know, there's a long, let's say, quiet, invisible road that goes to getting to a point where we're a team, we're the league that the team plays in, all feel comfortable enough that we're allowed essentially to make a big splash publicly and kind of announce our intent to enter into this new sports vertical.
And Max, I think a lot of people in the U.S. Kind of understand the fan token concept that you guys have going over in Europe in the context of how maybe the Green Bay Packers issue stock, right? Right now, you can buy stock in the Packers for about $300 a share. You don't actually get anything from it. I know with the Socios.com fan tokens, you actually get something from that. So what would the fan token concept sort of look like if it were brought to the U.S.? Kind of how does it work in Europe and how would it look like in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's a really fair question. And it's actually a bit ironic that you bring up Green Bay because in our initial kind of business vision plan for this, even years ago, we singled them out by name as kind of what the experience wanted to emulate at its base felt like. In many ways, it's the same type of product where you're supposed to feel like, listen, you're buying into this experience where you're not tethered to the team, but it's a lot more gamified because in addition to just, I think, kind of the social capital of saying, you know, look at this piece of paper, I'm connected to a team, maybe in a stronger way than others. You actually get, you know, we say, quote, a voice in the team that comes in the form of binding polls that teams actually put out for token holders, where if you have one or more tokens, you get to essentially tell the team what to do on decisions they ask fans on, and they're obliged to abide by the outcomes. And then the fact that you do all of that in essentially an ecosystem that leverages engagement for rewards. So the more I participate, let's say in PSG, which is one of our partners in Europe, in not just polls, but also, you know, game day activations, quizzes, checking in when the team plays, the more I get to essentially compete against other fans within this privileged ecosystem to prove to the team that, you know, hey, I'm your top fan. You have to recognize and reward.
And who decides how much a token's going to cost? And does that go toward the team? Like, I know with the Packers, say, the $300 a share gets added up, and they use it to add to their stadium or build something at Lambeau Field. How does that process work with the tokens, and what kind of controls the price?
Sure, yeah. It's definitely a revenue stream for the teams. We start normally with an initial offering of tokens that are set price. Our kind of de facto value there is around, you know, $2, €2, £2 mark, depending on the region. Once that initial sale, which I kind of like to explain is the big bang that creates each team's economy on day one happens, they get listed on an open marketplace. So it's market-driven demand, right? The more fans that want to enter this ecosystem, the higher the token goes, and vice versa. I think the analogy I use the most when I try to explain it is it's the same feeling of, you know, there's only so many people inside a nightclub that are allowed to come in. So the more popular the nightclub, the more commotion there is at the door to try to get in.
Max, I watched the video that was sent to us that explains how all of this works. And I realized we were talking about football. What did the market? 3.5 billion people. So the English would say brilliant. Danny Rojas on Ted Lasso would say football is life. As this takes on and more teams turn to this, help me understand, because I think a lot of us are still trying to appreciate what you've created. Could there be the danger of somebody amassing too many tokens and having some kind of influence on a team?
Sure. That's actually, to be honest, the first thing that we thought of, because I think anytime you create a marketplace like this, you know, people want to find a way to game. People want to monopolize the ability to have an influence on the team, et cetera. The way we get around that is from the beginning, we've taken a very centralized and guardrailed approach, meaning teams always have the option to limit, for example, how many fan tokens, period, any user on the platform can purchase. And even the teams that opt to say, you know, it's fine, we're happy with however many tokens fans purchase, there's still a cap on what we call kind of voting weight, meaning, you know, even if I buy 500 tokens for a team, only 200 of them are going to go towards kind of my weight in the vote for that team as a way to almost ensure, like I said, through guardrails, that that democracy gets kept intact and the people that come in don't feel like, well, you know, I'm only buying one or two or five fan tokens. Does my voice really matter? Because there's all these people that are going to be voting with thousands or more tokens.
And Max, I want to ask you, what sort of level of interest have you seen from fans? How engaged are they? And then is this the future of fan engagement?
Whether it's the future of fan engagement, I couldn't tell you. I wish I had that crystal ball. I personally am biased, but I think it is. We've seen a great, great ramp up in fans. Obviously, the first folks that found our product, owing to the fact that we started off in the crypto world, were people that were already acquainted with crypto. And more we see kind of, an increasing percolation of, you know, casual, more mainstream fans coming to the app. And that's a big reason why we've been able to grow to more than 1 million users, is because we're finally reaching the fans that, you know, could care less about the fact that, well, hey, this token is an ERC-20 asset. It lives on the Chili's chain, et cetera. What they're here for is this feeling of, okay, I'm buying into this gamified membership, and it doesn't feel like a sunk cost, right? There's this gamey fun layer where if I buy five tokens, I could sell a few won, et cetera. I could sell the tokens in the marketplace and go follow another team if I'm a casual fan on the other side of the world. And that's what I would say the entire focus of our entire company is on, is to enable that kind of frictionless onboarding of fans. And we've been lucky enough that they've been responding and coming on.
That's great. Sounds like it's exciting for them as well. Well, thank you so much. We will leave it there. Max Rabinovich, Socios.com Chief Strategy Officer, and our Yahoo Finance's Josh Schaefer. Thank you both so much for your time.